can really speak and we can really proclaim and we can really determine our day when we wake up in the morning. How do you feel? You waking up out of bed and your mind is telling you one thing, and if your mind tells you you don't feel great, are you saying that? Or are you really saying, okay, I recognize right now how I may feel, but that does not determine the outcome of my day. I'm going to start really confessing. Today is our greatest day. God has His great ordained works for me today. We are blessed, we are righteous, we are sanctified, justified. God has the answers for all our problems and He has the solution. So when we set our minds to God, He can really give us some, he can really give us great images, great thoughts, you know, a great vision for the year. And what vision is for you today? Because we say for the year, but it's a step-by-step, day-to-day process. So daily we should be growing. Daily we should be really thinking upon the thoughts that God has given us, not on the thoughts of the world. You know, the world tries to bring negativity, the world tries to bring fear. And if you have fear placed within you, then that could bring anxious thoughts. You could feel a certain way, and then you can really, then that could physically have an effect on your body. But when you determine to switch your words, you know, you may not feel so great, but you are then going to be creating into your day the right energy. You are going to be creating the right words. You are giving out faith, and you are not speaking of fear. Even if you feel this way, God can truly switch it. He can switch things in an instant, but do you believe it? What words do you really believe in today? What's more dominant in your mind today? Is the word of God and His promises more dominant, or is the words of the world and the fears and the worries and the doubts, are they more dominant in your mind than, you know, faith, confidence and trust? God really wants you to know that He is faithful, that you can have faith for your future. You can have a faith-filled mind for your future. It's up to you what you do. If you are choosing, it's your choice whether you are choosing to to think this way. So you can either have a negative mindset, you can have a positive mindset, you can have a fearful mindset or a mindset of faith. But God has said, choose you this day, death or life. So death is really the words that are really going to make you, you know, really feel such, you know, it can make you feel really strong emotion, fearful, horrible, not nice, makes you feel really terrible. But when you decide that you're going to switch that, you decide that, you know, even though these thoughts are quite dominant within my mind, that I am going to move in faith. I'm going to speak in faith. I'm going to declare, and I'm going to ensure that the declaration of my mouth is positive. That I'm going to switch around I'm going to switch around my whole entire day. I'm going to have it's a daily process that I'm going to daily be speaking and thinking the way that God wants me to think and speak. And then you are able to grow. Then you are able to really, really understand God when you are in alignment and harmony with Him, and you're aligning your, you know, His truth with yours. What is the truth that lives within you? Are you still a little bit mixed up within what is true and in what is not? Or, you know, are you really, are you still thinking thoughts of your past, or are you still thinking thoughts that aren't the truth, you know, aren't aligning to God? Because if it is, then it's time to really sit. It's time to really determine and to really dedicate yourself in the practices. You know, I spoke yesterday and I said, if you have dominant thoughts that are really strong within you, that you know, when you wake up in the morning, that you seem to, if a situation arises or if a situation happens, like within the week, that you're still dwelling on that. Are you dwelling on that in a negative way? If you are, then I really encourage you to write them down. Write down the dominant thoughts that aren't lining up with the truth of God. Because then you can get rid of, you know, the hazy places within your heart. You could get rid of the lies that Satan has filled you. You know, he is a liar and he's filled the whole world with lies. But are you listening to them? Is that what is within your mind throughout the day? Have you got an I can do attitude? Or have you got a defeated attitude? Or it always happens to me, I just can't get through this. I just really can't grab hold of this. If that's what you think and that's what you believe, then that's what will happen. So it's really about the confession and the faith that work together. You know, the confession and the faith will work together. The faith and the confession will work together. When you decide that you're going to really put yourself into this practice, and yes, it's a practice. No one is, you know, none of us are perfect. And sometimes old ways of thinking can try and rise up within us. But we can cast them down. You know, cast all your cares and cast all everything that isn't aligning. We can be fully positive, have full faith, have full excitement for this year ahead. We can have full excitement for the days ahead. But are you putting God first? Are you putting God and what he's encouraging you to do first in your life? Are you really dedicated to really changing your life around? Because God is a life changer. He is the one who wants you to see him. He wants you to see that, you know, the things that he wants you to see, the things that he's got for you. He wants you to see the benefits that are really going to benefit you. He wants you to really put everything that is spoken into practice. He really wants this for you, but he can't do it for you. You need to step up. You need to say, okay, I've had enough. You know, enough is enough. I do not want to be or think or speak this way anymore. I am really going to dedicate myself into really believing the truth of what is being said. You know, you cannot know if what is being spoken is right or is wrong until you put it to the test. You know, you can't just decide that, no, that is wrong. Have you tried it? No, you haven't. So how can you say that that's wrong? God is not a liar. It is right, but it's getting out of the mindset of maybe the ego mindset, or I'm right, and, you know, or looking at the people teaching us is manning and not taking the words as the words of God. And, you know, there's many different things that can hold you back. But don't let the things, anything, hold you back anymore. God really wants you to experience the life he has for you. But are you getting in the way by your speech, by really your negative ways of thinking, by letting your partner, you know, your mum, your dad, your friends, have more of a dominant effect on your mind than God. Because if that's the way, then it's time to really sit with God and just ask him, you know, say to him, I'm struggling here. Be honest. He knows. But he wants you to say, you know, I'm struggling here. Help me with my confession. And he will give you reminders. He will place you in front of people who are established in what is being spoken. And he will really ensure that when you dedicate your time with him, that he is going to really show you things that you never knew were possible. He is going to show you things that actually, and you will then actually recognize. And we also need to recognize his little miracles that he does. Because, you know, because there might be so many things or busyness, are you actually recognizing the little things that God really does that makes the huge difference? Don't be unthankful. You know, God really has got, he has got everything in store for you. But when you become unthankful, or you become in a place of, you know, your heart gets a little bit stony, then God can't work with that. He wants your full heart, your full focus. Okay, God, I really don't understand this. Okay, God, I really don't understand what my minister said there, but I'm really going to take, I don't agree, but I'm going to take this, and I'm going to take my pride for my ego way out, and I'm going to move in faith because I know that's the direction from you. And sometimes we might not like what's said, and that's the truth of it, but we need to really ensure that even though the things we may not like are said, we take to God, and then God will show us in due time, in the time that we need. And from then you don't go back on what is being spoken. You know, you don't go back on the practices. You really keep yourself in faith and moving forward. So that's what I want to share today. God bless you.